Hey folks, I'm Colin Gurry and this is Podcraft. Hey folks, and welcome to episode 3. This is series 3 of Podcraft, which is all about creating a peerless podcasting website. So we're taking you through step by step how to create a podcasting website, which will work for you, grow your audience, and really make it easy for you to promote your content. So this is episode 3, as I said, and we're on to now installing the podcasting platform. So this is when we actually get the software installed on your hosting. Yesterday we talked about domains and hosting, so you should be all set up with your hosting account. Now we're going to move on to installing the website itself. So as our software platform, we're going to be using a package called WordPress. Now, I've no doubt you've probably heard of WordPress. It's a super popular piece of software, totally open source, so it's free to download, free to use, got a huge community around it, really powerful package. And there's actually a pretty large proportion of websites around the web that use WordPress. So it's one of the most popular platforms out there for building a website. And that's because it's so easy to use and it's so powerful. And it just has so many add-ins as well. So that's part of what this series is all about, is how to create WordPress, how to install WordPress, and then all of the add-ins and plugins that you can use with WordPress to make a really effective podcasting website. But of course, first step is actually to get WordPress working. So in this episode, I'm just going to go through and explain how you install WordPress with absolutely no technical knowledge. You don't need to be a web developer, you don't need to be a web designer, you don't even need to know much about technology at all to get WordPress working on your website to install it. And that's assuming that you've gone with one of the options I talked about yesterday on domains and hosting, which is either HostGator or Bluehost. Now, many hosting packages outside of HostGator and Bluehost will also allow you to install WordPress really easily, but I'll go through just the full steps on using HostGator in particular, because that's kind of my main choice, but I'll also give you some instructions for Bluehost as well, how to install WordPress on them. And don't worry at all, like I said, it's really super easy, quick and easy in the tools that HostGator provides to let you do this. So, how do we go about this process? Well, just to explain a little bit about how web hosting and the kind of the admin aspects of your web hosting works. Now, once you sign up for your web hosting account, your web hosting company, like HostGator, for example, or Bluehost, will give you what they call a control panel. Now, control panels for websites let you do all sorts of stuff, such as setting up emails, such as installing software, such as statistics, all that kind of stuff, as well as a whole lot more proper sort of in-depth development type stuff for websites. But like I said, you really need to know much about any of that stuff. The main things that we're going to use are the software installation to install WordPress really easily. And you might want to do stuff like emails. So if you have signed up for a new domain, a new hosting account, and you want to set yourself up an email on your new domain, then you could use the control panel for that. Now, the reason I slipped there and said cPanel is because cPanel is actually the software that HostGator uses to run its control panel. So when I say control panel, I mean a kind of generic area whereby you can manage your website, but actually the software called cPanel is a control panel package, and HostGator and Bluehost both use a version of cPanel. Now, cPanel is really common, so once you get to know cPanel, you can generally manage a website on pretty much most hosting applications. Some might use a different one, but the most common by far, I would say, is cPanel. So the way you access your cPanel is normally to type in your domain, so yourdomain.com/cPanel, and that's just spelling it out as in C-P-A-N-E-L. And if you type that in, yourdomain.com/cPanel, that'll generally take you straight to the login page for the cPanel software. You'll type in your hosting account, username and password, and then you'll be taken into the cPanel itself. Now, feel free to have a look around inside the cPanel. Just have a look at the types of tools that are available to you. There's a few different things in there. Like I said, some that are very easy to use, some that you will be using quite soon, and others that you'll never actually have to have a look at. A lot of stuff in there really just for proper web developers, so a lot of stuff in there you can ignore. But the main thing is, don't be intimidated by it. the stuff in here, as long as you don't mess around with things you don't really know what it does, then you're not really going to do any damage. You're really just going to be looking at the emails, the software installation. So how do we do this? How do we install WordPress? Well, cPanel, like I said, makes this nice and easy for you. If you scroll down in your cPanel and find what is called Quick Install. Now, Quick Install is in the Software Services section. So you'll find it in Software Services, which is quite far down the page. Now, you can drag things around in your cPanel to rearrange it so that you can get stuff easy. But if you just scroll down initially, you'll get to Quick Install. So you'll see in Quick Install that there's quite a lot of different pieces of software that you can install from here. We've got WordPress, obviously, which is the one we were wanting to look at. But then you've got lots of other content management systems too. You've got Drupal in here, you've got Joomla, you've got lots of other things, directory software down there, e-commerce software, so you can install Magento automatically. You've got lots of options in here for software. But obviously, we're just looking at, in this stage, just installing WordPress to run our podcasting website. So all you do is get the blog software section, click on WordPress, and then all you could do is click continue. And then that will ask you a few different details. It'll ask you what URL you want to install it under. Now, I would say you'll want to do it on the top level. So it'll have something like http://// your domain, and then /, and it'll ask you if you want to put in a subdomain there. Now, that is if you want to install your podcasting website on a subdomain of a main website. So that would be the case if you already run a website and you want to have the podcasting site as a kind of a subsection of that website. So you could create a folder called podcast, for example. So you could do /podcast. And then your podcasting website would be yourdomain.com/podcast/whatever parts you want to put to the URL there. So you can choose to do that if you want. But I think on most cases, most people will run their podcasting website on a top level domain. So that'll be on yourdomain.com/nothing, actually. So it's just the domain by itself. So it'll ask you below that in the install WordPress section to put in an email, the blog title, an admin user, and your first name and last name. And that's all it really asks for. That's all it needs in terms of detail to be able to install WordPress in the first place. Once you put in them, all you do is click Install Now. And that's you essentially done. It'll give you a few details here. So it'll say your installation is ready. You can access it now by going here. So note down your admin access address there. It'll be yourdomain.com/wp-admin. But you can note it down from here. Or if you do go on a subdomain, so if you had the main site and you went for a subsection of that main site, it'll be yourdomain.com/podcast, say, /wp-admin. But it'll also give you your username and it'll have an automatically generated password there. Now, you can obviously change that password whenever you like, but the first time you log in, just go to the link it gives you, type in the username and the password it offers you, and once you're into WordPress, you can change your password, you can change your own details once you're in there. And don't worry, later on in this series, I'll be giving you a link to some instructional videos on how to use the basic functions of WordPress. So don't worry, I'm not going to leave you in the dark there. There's going to be plenty of instruction on how to use WordPress itself. And that's it. Easy as that. That's how you install WordPress in cPanel. That's how easy Quick Install makes it. So no software knowledge required, no technical knowledge. You just have to go in there, use the automatic tools, and that's your WordPress installed. So I realize that in the audio medium, it's not probably the best way to show you how to do this. So I do have some tutorial videos on how to do this. I actually teach a course on LearnDen.com called Creating a Great Business Website, and it has a full tutorial on how to do this. It goes through the domains and hosting stuff we looked at in the first episode, and also goes through today how to install WordPress, and it has full videos on that too. Plus, it'll show you how to set up your emails and things like that as well in cPanel if you're interested. And you can get to that by going to podcraft.net/website course. So no spaces in there at all, just podcraft.net/website course. And you can go there, and it's actually a free trial. That course is available as a free trial on learnden.com. So it doesn't cost you anything. You can just pop in there, sign up and have a look through that course. And that'll give you all the video tutorials on how to set up WordPress. There'll also be a few other things in that course that we'll look at in later episodes. So it's worth signing up if you want to get the videos anyway. Now, obviously, that's how to do it with HostGator, which is my sort of main hosting platform. But if you want to go with the alternative Bluehost, which is the other one I mentioned in the first episode, then that's absolutely fine. You'll find a video for that. I'm not going to go through that in detail because it's very similar, but you'll find a video for it at podcraft.net/blueinstall. podcraft.net/blueinstall, and you'll find a video to teach you how to do it on Bluehost if you want to go with that instead. Okay, great stuff. So we've now got our website installed. That's the first step. Now we've got something to work on. If you have a wee explore around WordPress, you'll start to see how it works. You'll be able to look at your domain and you'll see that there's a website now present there, even though it's totally basic, nothing much there. Now we just have to start to build it out. So that's what we get on to next. Now in the next episode of this series three on building a peerless podcasting website, we're going to look at actually installing the basics of podcasting software. So the bits of software, the plugins we need to actually run a podcasting website. That's what makes your iTunes compatible RSS feeds essentially. So we're going to look at that next. So thanks again for joining me on this episode. I hope you found that useful. Pop on over to podcraft.net/website course for the videos again, and I'll see you on the next episode.